Hi there, it's John from Commercial Real Estate Online again. We're now at the conclusion to the course, and also there are some bonus files beyond this point. You've actually worked through a very extensive sales program, a sales listing program to help you create those listings over time. The course is indeed very deep, very comprehensive, and many different ideas to work through. Look at every idea from your perspective in your property market, understanding the change takes application, it takes improvement, it takes practice. And I go back to a few words that I've used throughout this entire course. It's all about considering your strengths, your weaknesses, and then also developing new habits to improve over time. Because that's what good brokers, top agents do. They understand that there are certain things they do well, other things that they avoid, and some things that they are just plainly very weak at. So you work with these things. Every agent is the same. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We all have opportunities. We all have threats. It is an industry with lots of opportunity, but it all comes down to our individual focus and our activities every day. Now, this course has taken you through many different ideas, many different thoughts and strategies. Use it that way. Consider it, reuse it, go over it a few times throughout the year. Repeating the course is a good thing. It's all here for you. And of course, you can download everything as you go anyway. Make use of the listing course so that you can improve your business, comprehensively so. Dedicate your time and your focus so that you're getting somewhere. Now, I know that your real estate day is typically quite busy. I get that. That's what happens when brokers become more successful over time. They just get busier. And at that point, they have a problem. That is balancing everything they need to do every day. So I'm going to give you one basic rule now to think about and to merge into your real estate day. Understand that there will always be unpredictable things that will happen to you each day that you have to adjust towards. It could be clients, it could be listings, transactions, marketing, inspections, all of that sort of thing. So the unexpected things are going to be there. And that's where the balance requires. Some of those things are really important, others not so. But try not to let those unexpected things derail your focus of growth, change, and opportunity. As a broker or an agent, change and opportunity is driven from one thing, and that is the actions that you take every day. So I'm going to say that you should think about your working day on a 50-50 basis. That says that 50% of your day should be focused into the absolutely important things that will take your market share further and more comprehensively into the clients and the listings that you require. That is 50% of your day doing certain things each day, regardless of anything else. That is the rule to growth and also new business and commissions and listings over time. You've just got to get that 50% of your day settled, organized, and committed in your diary. It takes a huge discipline. Whilst you're listening to me saying this now, you're probably saying, yeah, sure, I can do that. But I guarantee you now, it will be hard because as the weeks progress, you will get busier and things will be going on and you just won't know what to do first. So the basic rule is this. You must devote 50% of your time to growth and opportunity. That is, listings and clients. There's no other way of doing it. That then leaves you 50% of your day, the other half of your day, to doing the ordinary admin stuff, the less urgent stuff that's going to hit your diary, your emails, that sort of thing. And by the way, when I say emails, don't let emails derail your focus. Sure, you can check your emails before you get to the office each day to just to make sure that there's nothing super important in there that you've just got to get to. Yes, the super important things may need your attention. I get that. But try not to let them derail your 50% focus on the most important things in your real estate business. Strive to achieve. Strive to learn new skills. Strive to remove the time-wasting things that happen in your real estate day because they are there. You know that. If you analyze the last week or so, you will understand that things have been up and down like a roller coaster each day. Sometimes you had a good day. Sometimes the days were pretty frustrating. So your ability to stay to the 50% formula, 50-50, will actually help you get somewhere, even though the other pressures are still around you. As I said, the other pressures don't go away, you have to balance them. But the only way you become a top agent in the real estate game is through doing the right things consistently over time and shaping them and growing them. Stay on focus. New business, that's it. How do you get there? 50% of your day is focused on new business, conversations, connections, meetings, telephone calls, prospecting. That's the rule. Now, I've been through many different ideas in this course, and this is the end of the course. Beyond this point, you have charts to look at and use. You also have some forms and templates to use as well. So I just want you to use those resources as appropriate, given the types of property that you focus on, print them and use them. That is the idea. So I do thank you for being part of this course. It has been a journey. You've been through many different ideas. And from this point onwards, you can now move into another course as part of the program. I will help you every step of the way with ideas, with strategies, with skills. Recognize that no matter how long you've been in the industry, you are always learning, shaping, improving, and changing focus to make sure that the consistency is right and is aligned to where you want to be as an agent. So get off the roller coaster of the market that goes up and down frequently each year. Become the person that's climbing the mountain of real estate opportunity with listings and with clients. This is John Hyman signing off for now. I look forward to catching you in the next part of the program, in the next course that can help you grow your real estate business over time. Enjoy, refocus, realign, and grow your real estate business.